This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So whether you live in continental Europe or Latin America or the United States, or in the UK and Ireland, they're coming to act like you're a devil, and that any cold virus makes you a prisoner and makes you a suspect. That's how the system makes you the enemy. This footage came out a week ago. We never aired it because there's so much cussing, but we have cut the cussing out. This is the people in their little suits, their little outfits. Oh, they don't care when their borders are wide open and Zodiac boats are landing daily by the hundreds in Ireland of illegal aliens from the Middle East. They don't search them or freak out with riot gear. But, oh, when somebody might have COVID and didn't tell the police, then they come and raid them. Here's the footage.
Get out of
pretext and the excuse to come in their goon outfits, to come in their little medical outfits, and then drag people off. This is the UN program. This is how they get their world government. This is how they do it. And you have to understand, the system is parasitic and it wants control. All right, look, we're going to come back. We got 11 Marines and a Navy medic that are dead. A big bomb's gone off in Kabul. We don't have Owen Schroyer here to host today. He's got a guest host. Because Owen's in federal court right now. They're trying to put him in prison for peacefully being at the Capitol and covering what happened. And now they want to arrest my wife. That's on the news. That's okay. What do you expect to happen to people fighting this? We expected this. We just wanted you to know, though, this is a real war. We're not here playing patty cake with these people. Because, as Trump used to say, and he's dead right, it's not me they want to get, it's you they want to get. They just got to go through me. And it really is true, folks. They got to go through me. I'm not a parasite. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not a devil worshiper. And I'm not somebody that sits around wanting to join the globalist. And so I've expected this a long time. Now, I didn't think, when I started out 27, 28 years ago, that we'd be this prominent in the fight. I didn't know we'd be right at the center of the resistance, but that's even better. That's gravy, ain't it? Because I can sit there now, think back on all my ancestors that were some pretty cool people, both men and women, who I looked back in the history books on and thought, man, that's crazy. Those were some really good people. And now I can see all the good they created for us and me, and I can create the next good future for people before us. And the people during us, the people after us. And it's just a real blessing to be alive right now in this time. But it also scares the hell out of me. Because I fear God. And I can't believe there's enough people on this planet that would go against God and go against justice and go against common sense and screw their fellow humans over like this. Because I'm not scared of George Soros or Bill Clinton, or Hillary Clinton. In fact, let's show that photo I talked about and come back to them at the beach a few days ago. I would be scared of God and to be committing these type of crimes. All right, we've got some exclusive footage I was sent of U.S. forces as they were about to save hundreds of American citizens. This is exclusive footage nobody else has got. And we got a bunch of other exclusive stuff I'm not allowed to release yet. that is coming very, very soon. So it's all coming up today on the other side of this break. We have a special guest host.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
Can you picture what will be? So limitless and free. Yes. Of some stranger's hand.
So the plan would be, after having the United States build up Afghanistan, put over $2 trillion into it, to hand it to communist China, the opium, the rare earth minerals, the tens of trillions of dollars of value, and then have the United States humiliated on its way out by setting Biden up and saying, oh, there's a deal, and then having the Taliban break the deal and then suicide bomb and kill 11 Marines, a Navy medic, and others, so that with 5 days left to pull out on the 31st, 4 to 5 days, we can be further humiliated. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. Terror at Kabul airport, suicide bomb hits crowd, second blast rocks hotel, 11 Marines might have killed, casualties count unclear, ISIS claims responsibility, the same ISIS that Obama released in the Arab Spring against Libya and against Egypt and against Syria, the proxy army doing it again, Obama controlling it like Fast and Furious, shipping guns from Mexico to Syria and the Middle East, and now to discredit his own puppet Biden and prepare Kamala to come in. They've done this as the coup against Biden. As much as I hate Biden, I'm not dumb enough to just buy into hating him. He was put there because he was a puppet. And here is footage of the suicide bombing, the Islamists blowing up their own people in a sewer channel trying to get on to the airplane. Now to send exclusive footage. And I have a lot of other exclusive stuff, but I've not been asked not to show this yet. Thousands of Islamists out of Afghanistan, mostly military-age men, being thrown into secretive bases in the United States. Why would you bring in people with no vetting? Well, so they can stage more terror. Last night, some U.S. contractors conducted an operation to recover U.S. citizens and allies in Kabul. They recovered 400, mostly women and children, and the 82nd Airborne 1st Brigade Commander Fleischner kicked them out because he was unhappy with how it went down. His position and his chief, joint chief's position, is that the state op and the ambassador Ross Wilson ordered it. This was hours before bombs started going off. Here is the video. This is exclusive video of right as the U.S. military was actually saving U.S. citizens and others, and then they were refused on the tarmac, and bombs followed. Here's the exclusive footage. That's only a little bit of what we got. We're not authorized to give you the rest yet because they want more to be able to get out. We don't want to have the location known. But we've got multiple sources sending us information. So at least 11 people killed in an explosion outside Kabul airport, 11 Marines, one Navy medic, and that's where this country and where this world is right now. And obviously, I don't like Joe Biden. I can't stand him. But Obama is behind this with his sick, evil controllers. And they, in the mainstream media, are discrediting Biden. Doesn't mean I don't want to get rid of Biden. Doesn't mean I support him. I'm saying we see the setup. There's Gateway Pundit, at least 60 dead now, 150 wounded in Kabul after horrific suicide bombings. Majority injured in critical condition. The latest numbers coming out, we'll cover it all live here today, right through this hour, into the war room today, 3 p.m. Central. Owen's not here. Owen has been arrested. Owen has been indicted for peacefully standing at the Capitol trying to stop the violence. You've seen the government enemies list that's been issued by Pelosi, saying she wants all my records. She wants me indicted. They want my wife indicted. It's all over the news because they're making their move against America. Pray for us. Pelosi's January 6th committee requests communications between Trump White House officials and top conservatives, including reporter Jack Posobiec, Scott Pressler, Alex Jones, Brandon Straka, and many, many others. What do they think we were doing? We had a demonstration at the Ellipse to call for a 10-day investigation of the Senate. We didn't want to attack the Capitol. We wanted a 10-day investigation. And everybody knows that. We're not the ones that burn down cities. We're not the ones that call for violence. But it doesn't matter because they want to continue to name us as the enemy. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, before I hand the baton over, the next guest host is an amazing lady, Kate Dolly today, katedollyshow.com. I'm just going to leave this again for you because we have products you need. And we have products that we need to sell to stay on air. And you can see we're not in normal times. And I've gotten to the point where I have to buy products out in the future, not even knowing if we're going to still be here, and there's supply chain problems. So we finally got a bunch of products back into stock, and I want to get a war chest of a couple million dollars. That sounds like a lot. It's not with our bills. That would be like a month's funding. Because I've got a bunch of really important projects and things I can launch, but I have no extra money. We're maxed out right now. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a historic shirt, a Save the Frog shirt, or the new Don't Tread on Me shirt, or the Arrest Fauci shirt, or the Arrest Bill Gates shirt, or any of these, or the classic Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control shirt. Who doesn't want an InfoWars shirt, a piece of real history? Get it. Buy a few as gifts. And while you're at it, get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off with all the vitamins, all the minerals, everything you need for your immune system. And to get all the other products that are there as well. I would not wait. Get the women's gold foil Molon Labe shirt. God, that's a good looking shirt. Click on Liam McAdoo right there. My wife wore that shirt the other day. It was amazing. Go back up, guys. Scroll up right there. It's Liam McAdoo. I love that. That's like a 10-year-old shirt now. My wife wore it the other day. I was like, my God, that's an awesome shirt. They've got a men's shirt. Yeah, click on the women's shirt. And they got the women's shirt. The gold foil looks amazing. Molon Labe, made in America. That's what funds our operation. So, yeah, absolutely, I want the energy to fight, and it's you. Videos go viral when you share them. Articles go viral when you share them. We win when you get excited, when you take action. And when you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and get the Media is the Virus shirt, or get the Living Defense to flush out your gut, or the toothpaste, the concentrated charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste, or the pollen block, or the X2. That's what makes the whole thing possible. So again, I want to fight harder than ever. There it is, women's gold foil Molon Labe. A lot of our shirts are okay. I design them, so most of them aren't that good. And the messages are great, but that shirt, that women's gold foil Molon Labe, it's only got 20 reviews, 95% review, 4.6 stars. But man, That is a fantastic shirt. We've got them in stock right now. I think every woman should have one. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your women's gold foil Bohan Labe shirt today. Get your Living Defense. Get your X2. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Get your Pollen Block. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can be strong and stay on air into the future with them trying to shut us down. We can't do it without you. But financially supporting us is one part of the equation. Pray for us and spread the word. Tell everybody about the guest host who's about to take over the next 45 minutes. She's a firecracker, a flamethrower, and she's ready to go. And then I got a bunch of exclusive stuff for you. I'll probably co-host with Harrison Smith the War Room in 45 minutes because so much is breaking and so much is happening with this Afghanistan thing. This is clearly meant to get rid of Biden. I hate Biden, but it's meant to put somebody even worse in. We'll be covering it all after our special guest leaves us in 45 minutes on the War Room. Great job, crew.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. A big thank you to Alex, and I cannot wait to get rolling on this. I've got so much to talk to you about, truly. So I was on Alex's show initially because my husband was in the hospital, and I wanted to give you a little update on that, if you will. So I had a lot of emails all across the country, and it's a huge amount of views, right? And I want to tell you a little bit about what I want to talk about in this hour. I want to talk a little bit about the remnant. I want to talk a little bit about the shot. I want to talk a little bit about what's coming and maybe a big warning for all of you so that you can get a little bit more prepared for what might be coming our way that scared me. It actually made me nervous a little bit because I've been studying this and I've been doing radio for 10 years, but I've been studying this COVID thing for 19 months, 20 months straight. And I want to share some of the insights with you that I have found. Actually, in just receiving emails from all over the country, it's been a little crazy. So I have a huge portion, probably over 100 doctors and nurses that have reached out to me saying, please, please, please keep talking. Please keep talking, you know. And that really keeps me going because they're mostly RNs. They work in the ICUs. And they're telling me something bad is going on here, and they are unable to talk about it. They're unable to speak about it. They feel like they can't stand up for themselves, and so they want me to keep talking about the protocol, and it's the protocol killing people, not COVID. This is a big piece of the puzzle with the shot, and this is why I wanted to talk to you about some of the letters I'm getting. All across the country, people have been emailing me and have been asking me, oh my gosh, you know, what can I do, because the hospitals are lying to me. The hospitals are lying, and they're saying they don't have vitamins and minerals to give a patient. And then they're also saying, oh, hey, just go on this ventilator. It'll give your body a rest. They're not doing anything for them. Nothing. And then they're telling them, hey, you know, just do this. This will work out so great for you. And the person will feel, your loved one will feel refreshed and ready to go. And you, of course, want this for your loved one, right? And they're pushing the ventilator, talking people into the ventilator. And before I had that experience myself, I would have never guessed that they were being so, frankly, ghoulish about it, okay? I had to see it for myself in the ICU to understand why they're pressing this, why they're trying to talk people into this. It's a huge piece of the puzzle because even like Dr. Lee Merritt said, you know, on the show, she's a friend of mine, and I know that Alex just interviewed her. Wasn't she amazing? She's an amazing doctor. And she said, confusion is the art, right? So you see that the numbers were fabricated the whole year of 2020. Then we see that, you know, maybe somebody that has been prematurely put on a ventilator and died. And you're thinking, well, now I know somebody that was really sick. That doesn't mean everything, because we all know somebody that was sick. But here's the key. When they're talking people into this ventilator, when they're telling people this is the only thing you have, it's part of a treatment plan. Can you even imagine this? Part of a treatment plan? Ventilators were used for trauma. Ventilators were used as a last resort. But they're throwing people on this, and when the spouse walks out of the room, they're saying, oh, your spouse wanted this. Your spouse wanted this. We talked to them, and they said they wanted to go on it. And I'm hearing from people all over the country saying, my spouse would have never wanted to be on a ventilator. They were afraid of a ventilator, and this is the hospital's lying. And I've even seen hospitals transfer patients once they realize that the spouse was knowledgeable or was saying, why did you do that? I know for a fact, even in text message, that my spouse did not want this. So we have what I am going to call, without trying to, you know, go over the top of this, a mini genocide going on in the hospitals. And there's a lot of nurses and doctors that seem to go right along with this protocol. And then we have a lot of doctors and nurses in the system that are getting it. And you know what's crucial about this to understand is that this is a piece of the confusion puzzle. I think, because I've talked to many, many doctors on this, and many doctors have agreed with me and researchers, that they have some shots that are saline, some shots that are loaded with things. So you're going to have both, right? You're going to have all kinds of different shots out there, because if everybody had the same reaction, deadly reaction or whatever the case may be, to a single shot, then it would all of a sudden be dialed down to that, right? So what I'm finding is the art of confusion is, again, part of the playbook that they've always used in all the different events of the centuries. I mean, it's the art of confusion. So you have people that are dying in the hospital prematurely that should never be on a ventilator. And then you have people that are just fine, which is the majority, right? And then you have this very low rate of death, really. And then you also have things kind of speeding up a little bit, right? And they're trying to tell everyone, look, you know somebody in the hospital that's dying, you know, make sure that, you know, that they get to the hospital and get on a ventilator, knowing it's the kiss of death. When I said 80% death rate, actually a lot of nurses and doctors will tell you it's up to 90% death rate. So why are they doing it? Why are the doctors and nurses forgetting everything they know medically and going along? Well, it's their job and it's their paycheck, but it's a big piece of what's happening right now, and we're only going to see more of it as it comes into the fall. As the fall happens and we have a normal even flu cycle, right, or pneumonia cycle in the fall, you're going to see this happening in droves. Blame the protocol. Call out the protocol. You have rights, and make sure that you are doing something for your loved one. I would do everything not to go to the hospital for COVID. I mean, I would do everything in my power, and I think that's really the message. You can go to katedalyshow.com and you can get the protocol that we used. And I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just saying, please be careful when you go in there, because they're not letting people in to see their loved ones. They're lying to them about having vitamins. They're lying to them about not giving the person vitamins. They're also lying about the fact that they have to go on a ventilator to rest. That's not a resting machine, you guys. It's a death machine. And they never used to use it for treatment plans for pneumonia, ever. If you treat it like simple pneumonia, that's why my husband walked out. But I just wanted you guys to know that we are in a really strange sort of genocide right now that's happening in our hospitals, and they seem to be going along with it for the COVID dollars. And this is a product of Obamacare. So, again, please, I'm getting so many letters of hospitals lying and hospitals doing all these things. Just make sure that you are protected. Make sure you take a video of your spouse saying, I will not go on a ventilator, unless it's like the very worst case scenario, but I will not do that. You know, there's a lot of things in these shots, too. Per Dr. Judy Mikovits, it's like a mysomatic machine. You've got HIV, GP120. You've got SARS. You've got XRMV in the shot. And what happens when you have a shot with all of these things in it? What is going to happen to all of us? Will those viruses stay in our bodies? Does every cell become a manufacturing plant now because of the mRNA? What are we looking at 3 to 5 years from now? A lot of cancer, a lot of death. They're going to blame it on variants, right? The Delta, the Lambda Delta Nu variants for morons, the you know, constant influx of confusion. So I think it's actually going to be coming from the shot. But I'm going to come right back. I want to talk to you about a couple of things coming up, and then also something to be a little warning for you, something to get prepared for, possible smallpox. And so I want to talk about why I feel so strongly about this and what happened to me in studio that made me pursue this. I'll be right back.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, back to Invic. Glad to be back with you. I have so much to say. It's going to be hard to kind of narrow this down a little bit, but I'm going to try. So the reason I brought up the shot and I wanted you guys to really kind of think about what happens in our hospitals, which are a big component that are going along with all the crazy. I also wanted to say I went out of that last clip with probably some shocking news. Dr. Judy Mikovits, who used to work on all of these vaccines and all of these different medications and everything, worked with Fauci. She talked about the fact that HIV, GP120, SARS, XRMV, which is like a mice, like a leukemia, travels through mice, all of these things are mixed together and put into this shot that is so dangerous. I love how Alex talks about it as the Franken shot, because that's truly what it is. And so we're looking at a shot that's going to do a lot of damage with kind of a trickle system with a lot of different things in it. And what's going to happen is, in about 3 to 5 years, with the mask too, we're going to be looking at a lot of cancer. We're going to be looking at a lot of childhood cancer. I was reading last night that they're even saying, hey, there might be cases of 10-year-olds with Alzheimer's. Yeah. I was talking to a friend who works in this medical industry of research, and back in 2020, they were talking about all the booster shots they already were creating for this vaccine. And we also know that the vaccine was prepared and they started manufacturing it way before anything was, before we even had a name for it, quite frankly. That's really disturbing, isn't it? So when you're looking at all of that, there's a couple of things that I've been suspicious about, the spiritual components, which I'll talk about. You know, is this numbing us spiritually? There's a reason that they're so desperate. And when I started getting emails in, and only a small percentage of them were actually, you know, haters that I guess wanted my husband to die. I would have made them happy if we just would have worshipped the hospital and done what they wanted, I guess. I noticed that there was a clear line in the sand, and I wanted to share this with you. There was a clear line in the sand about how people feel about worshipping the hospitals, doing every single thing they say, worshipping government or not. And you know, I'm not a feminist. I can't stand feminist women. I think they're awful. Three shades of awful, right? And, you know, they're wearing their combat boots and they got the vagina hats and they're crazy. Okay. And I've talked about this before a lot on the air of my feelings for these types of women. And they would never fight for women under the Taliban. You know, they march around and they act like, oh my gosh, you know, we're so harmed. Okay. But it's what it is, it's the belief in government. It's the belief as kind of their God. And I, you know, I believe in God, so I'm going to look at the information a lot differently, aren't I? And when they're looking at information, it's all about what the government tells me to do. They believe in climate change, which has never truly affected them. Has it? Okay. Every 10 years they tell us we're going to die. Have you ever truly been affected by climate change? In the way that they say, in the way that you're going to burn up and die, or just natural climate, you know, climate changes. So they believe in a lot of things that are very strange. I call them coincidence theorists, okay? But they believe in things that are strange. Everything's a coincidence, and all these things are going to come get me, and I'm going to die from them. And they also believe that germs are going to get them, and that medical, everything they've ever known medically actually just vanished, and all of a sudden now it's just the belief that the immune system you wear on your face every day, but it's actually a bacterial system, isn't it? And then you have your people that understand what's going on, and you're the remnant. You are the people that, you know, when we created America, you guys were the ones, your ancestors maybe, were the ones that were the small group that picked that up and carried us forward in liberty, because there's always going to be a remnant of people that understand and get it and can see. You guys are those people. And as I was looking at these strange messages, you know, about vitamins as being something that's threatening to them, I realized how much that belief system really has to have the government as their God. You know, I used to always wonder why in the commandments, I'll go off a little spiritually for a second, in the commandments it talked about the idols, right? You shall have no other idols. And I thought about that. There's a lot of people out there idolizing the government, and it's even not even idolizing, but a belief system that the government will save you, that the government wants what's best for you, and that they're going to be like right there, you know, in the thick of it, you know, happy for you if you live. And they're depopulationists. You can't have a government that cares for you, that's sprinkled stuff on you for years, that has experimented on you for years, and then also say that these people right now in the year 2021 are gonna help you out. These people are avowed depopulationists. How many times has Bill Gates said, if the vaccinations work, you know, by golly, we're gonna get rid of a lot of you? That's not how vaccinations are supposed to work. So we have a big problem in belief and in love and worship for our government and worship for the medical establishment. If people realized and saw what I saw in there, and I wish I could get everybody that understanding, we have a severe problem in America of everything being centralized at its core now. And education and everything else. And so we have a big problem. And with education and the medical system, we're looking at having to probably develop an underground at some point with doctors that can truly help you with kind of passing around names where you can go, get off the coast. There's a lot of things that you can do to kind of wade your way through this nightmare that we're in right now of losing our country. But I still feel like the remnant prevails. I always feel like there's always going to be a segment of society that gets it. And as small as that can be, you get it. That's what's really important, is that you do see this. And that can be really hard sometimes. I've also felt like the spiritual components of this. Do you remember Funvax, the 2005 meeting they had about Funvax, and they wanted to get rid of the jihadists? You know, the jihadist is going to come get us. So the jihadists are lining up for vaccines, I guess, because their answer was, we could get rid of that gene, that God gene in the brain, and we could develop it in a flu vaccine or a vaccine, and we could actually make people really kind of more numb to the spiritual part of the brain that lights up. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately, because it's been hitting me how much, if they're this desperate to get this shot in us, there's, of course, the profit mechanism. Of course, they're making a lot of money. Of course, there are all kinds of layers, but I wonder how much is a spiritual numbing layer. I wonder how much of this gets us to do the things that we would never do. I remember when I first started radio, I was talking to, a reporter from LA Times, actually, who was doing big stories on DARPA and how they were already inserting these implants into the military, into sharpshooters, to get them and to see if they could forget, see if they could actually channel that to forget the memories so they wouldn't come back harmed. And a lot of people by those memories, and a lot of people were thinking, oh, this is great, you know, they'll be able to do things and then forget about them, so they'll be fine when they get home. And the question we kept posing was, but what about the ethical concerns about what we're turning somebody into and how they can be manipulated into the in memory? And I thought, you know what, it's a good question. So that's been sort of lingering in the back of my mind, but I've been thinking all along the spiritual components of this. Where do we find ourselves after the trickle system of boosters? What are they injecting into us that's going to remove us from that God imprint, from that God access? And I'm being so serious about this. This has really weighed on my mind. There's a lot of you out there that believe in God, right? And you realize probably what I'm talking about. There has to be some sort of spiritual component to this. They wouldn't be so desperate to do this. They wouldn't be so out and out just crazy, desperate, doing everything they can, even a mini genocide in the hospitals, to get you to take this shot, to convince you. That's what's scary. They are desperate. I'm going to come right back and share something with you about smallpox that I think you might need to understand. It's a little scary, I think. I'll be right back. My name's Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show. Happy to be here. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show. It's pronounced like Valley. It's Daly with a D as in David. You can go to katedalyshow.com and you can get so many different podcasts and so many different, there's like 8,000 hours of show. I mean, it's amazing on the podcast. So go there, get the podcast daily, and then also show notes. If you go under show and show notes, you'll find a lot of the links I'm going to be talking about right now because they're very, very important. I want to share something really, really important with you. The reason that I wanted to talk a little bit about more, having a little bit more spiritual eyes on this and being able to do that with all of those faculties to be able to access that, you know, all through history, it's the one thing that allowed all the people in every century, right, to be able to get through what was right before them, just like what we're facing right now. It was the one thing that helped. It was the miracles, you know, in the Revolutionary War that helped. It was a really a divine thing, okay? And so when I look back on all of this and I'm looking about, you know, back on my radio career, and I'm thinking about all the times I've had these little feelings or nudges to look in certain places or make myself very aware of information, I remember the first time I saw the Ashley Babbitt shooting on film, and my first inner thought, my first thought on that was, something's wrong with this. Something's off, and I couldn't put my finger on it at the time. And I'm usually pretty good at dealing with false flags. Now there's been so many, but I just remember thinking something's very off. And then when you watch the video on Lou Rockwell, you realize as they go frame by frame by frame how coordinated, how acted it was. You have to just give that a look. It was just insane how coordinated, acted, how fake that whole thing was. And I remember I should have, you know, thinking that way, I should have gone with my gut feeling at the time, because usually those little gut feelings, that little inner voice, will kind of lead you more to the truth than anything. So one day I was coming into studio, and I was, for some reason, thinking about smallpox, and I had this gut feeling to look and see what the Indians used for smallpox. And I thought, why am I even thinking about this? To be honest with you, I didn't even know Indians had something that worked for smallpox, to be honest. I'm just being honest. And I just thought, okay. So I started looking, and lo and behold, came across this article from the Chicago Medical Journal back in 1869. And this article was claiming that they had a cure for smallpox. Okay, they had a cure. And I thought, a cure for smallpox? I was looking on the CDC website. I was looking at all these different places that we have, and I was thinking, no, wait a second here. They say there's nothing for smallpox. Nothing. And Bill Gates had been talking about it this year. Bill Gates had been saying all these things about smallpox. And, you know, what if we had, I mean, in his Kermit the Frog voice, what if we had smallpox? Can you imagine? And I thought, we don't have that in this country. Nobody has it. We have it at the army bases. We have it in Russia, but we don't have it here. Like, nobody has this. And so I thought, why in the world am I looking this up? Well, come to find out that the Mi'kmaq Indians of Nova Scotia, I had no idea about this, which I was just going on a gut feeling, had a botanical infusion extract that they used against smallpox. And this would inhibit the variola virus, so it would stop it in its tracks within about 12 hours. And all it was a plant extract. It actually goes by the name Northern Purple Pitcher Plant, but they call it Sarracena purpurea. Okay, Sarracena purpurea. And these links are also on my show, too, katedalyshow.com. But what's interesting about this is that they said, or Indian cup is what they called it. This was a native plant of Nova Scotia. And it said, look, we're begging you. This is in the Chicago Medical Journal in the mid-1800s. We're telling you we have a cure for this, measles, typhoid, so many other things. And if you just use this plant extract, these drops in water, you can actually eradicate smallpox. Right? It's done. It doesn't grow in your system, in other words. And I just remember thinking, wow, I would have never known this. Okay, I would have never known this. So I did a little show on it. I talked about it. And I thought, why am I talking about this? Nobody has smallpox, right? And boy, they're making so much headway with the whole, COVID-19, SARS, whatever the hell it is, you know, whatever the masses or asses, whatever you want to call them, are going for right now. This is kind of crazy. Smallpox? Well, smallpox can kill up to 40% of a population, right? It's pretty contagious if it were to go. So lo and behold, after I did that show, June 6th or June 9th, the FDA, they went ahead and all of a sudden used an emergency authorization to put through a treatment fast-tracked for smallpox. And I saw the headline, and no one was talking about it, and I saw the headline and I went, wow. Why are they doing this if nobody has this? If nobody has this thing, what in the world? Why would they use an emergency authorization that's been eradicated, right? We don't even get the smallpox in the arm anymore. Why in the world would they be putting this forward right now? Is Bill Gates, you know, Bill Gates is not shy about telling us what's coming. I think they mock us at this point and just tell us and think, okay, well, if you go out and say it, you're going to sound crazy, right? But they are saying it. never forget they're saying it. So this plant extract is a really important thing. This plant can grow in really wet areas. People could grow this. They could make an extract of it. And no one's talking about it. Why are they not talking about it? If they unleash smallpox in this country as another, because maybe people get so tired of the Lambda Delta Nu fraternity of variants that they finally get numb to it. But when you start seeing people die of smallpox, then what? Yep. Right? So I could see them doing this. And he keeps warning about it. He keeps warning about it. So right now they say, oh, we don't have anything. We don't have anything. We don't have anything for this. But then I had that little feeling, look up what the Indians did. And those Indians in Nova Scotia had the answer. So in the mid-1800s, doctors were saying this from the rooftops. Well, before John Hopkins and Big Pharma came along, right, to co-opt everything. And next time I'll have to tell you a little bit about the history of Johns Hopkins, because it's kind of frightening how public health took over the ability for doctors to be able to be doctors. And that was in the low 1900s. But what I find kind of scary about this whole thing is that you've got something that could probably actually help people. We have got to get the word out, because if they were to unleash this, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say when the FDA comes out and fast tracks a treatment, their treatment that I would never trust because the FDA is so corrupt, the NIH is so corrupt, the CDC is so corrupt, why would you trust anything they had to give you? Why at this point? After what I witnessed in the hospital for the draconian, Kevorkian methods by which they're treating simple pneumonia, I realized, you know what? There is nothing they wouldn't do. Okay? So if we got a little sick and tired of this whole COVID narrative, I'm sick and tired of talking about it. I've talked about it every single day, 3 hours a day for 20 months. I can't even imagine, okay, what another 6 months of this is going to look like for us. But guess what, folks? We listen to that little inner voice. We tap into that source, and whether you believe in God or not, there was no way I would have even ever looked for something like that several months back. I would have not even thought about it. But that little voice, we've got to be open to that. And I really do feel like there is something in the shot that's a spiritual component that is going to numb us or take parts of that away, that enable us to act maybe in ways that we wouldn't act. Because what's the one thing that keeps you from doing a lot of things that we know aren't very good? Well, probably that core belief, right? Or the guy in the foxhole, the soldier in the foxhole that maybe isn't some big believer, but then all of a sudden he is at the end of his life. You know, then there's some kind of knowing in there that God exists. But you know what, though? That's what gave me that little feeling, because I would have never thought about that. And I wanted to share that with you because I thought, you know, we have got to stay open to all of the remedies, the things that can help us, because I think as pharma has been so co-opted, has been so taken over, and all the governors are bought by big pharma, we are going to have to look out for ourselves and understand things that we've never understood before. And I really feel strongly about that. Saracena purpurea is one of those things, and have it on hand. Grow a plant. You don't have it on hand. They're pretty. You guys, I thank you. Go to katedallyradio.com. Get the podcast. Get the show notes. I link everything. And sure, appreciate your time. And maybe we can all learn something today. Maybe some things will click and some big picture pieces will come together. Really appreciate you guys. And appreciate Alex for the opportunity to speak with you guys today and to talk with you, because this is huge. We've got a lot of stuff coming up to prepare for. Bye, you guys.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.